Season 3.
It's all bad.
I'd rather hear a fat boy fart than a pretty girl sing. This is Gabby Lamb. Welcome back to It's All Bad. I'm Keith.
What up? I'm Danny.
Hey, what's up? I'm Reno.
Hey, guys. Gabby.
Gabby Lamb.
Here we are.
Get with the program.
Here we
Gabby
are.
Gabby Lamb.
Whoa.
Thank you so much for coming on, Gabby. It means the world to us, really.
Keith, thank you guys for having me. Right, really, on. Truly so cool to be here.
You want to know the backstory of why I was like, I hit up of how Gabby got here?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I hit up Madison. And I go, hey, Madison, Mad Dog, our guest from last season. And because I saw you guys got matching butterfly tattoos.
We did,
right?
Yeah.
And I was like, hey.
Butthole flies.
Yeah. And they had the crazy
on our buttholes.
Yeah. And they had the Crazy Town fucking song playing over the thing, and I was like, oh, this is great. I was like, Gabby got stories, and she was like, Gabby Lamb. I was like, she's like, yeah. She's like, oh yeah, you gotta bring her on. So here you are.
Hell
so
yeah.
So shout out Mad
right
Dog.
On, right
I love
on.
That. Yeah. Madison. Yeah. You had her on the podcast.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Love that. Mm-hmm. Love her.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's worth mentioning for sure that Gabby is one half of the podcast, or one third of the podcast, Tea Time, mm-hmm. with Gabby Lamb and Harper-Rose Drummond,
Harper
right?
Harper-Rose Drummond, right? Yeah.
I was, when I read the name, though, on the pod, I'm like, maybe I met her summering off the coast of Cape Cod at some point, or possibly Montauk. I wasn't sure. But anyway, either way, I totally got hooked on listening to the pod, and it was so cool. And
it's really sweet, because I feel like it is a pretty feminine podcast, so it's cool to see that.
Yeah.
A rough and tough
alpha.
Man. Alpha. Big alpha.
A cis. Yeah. Gender male.
Cis alpha strong man.
I'm sure your ultimate goal was to make sure Tea Time was listened to by somebody from fucking
by alpha men.
Corona.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
What an accomplishment.
Yeah. Yeah. And we finally made it.
Gabby's like, we got Hollywood sewn up. What's going on in the Inland Empire?
The Inland. Are you from Corona?
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. I know. That's why I'm banging a Silver Lake hoodie. I'm like trying to fucking really.
Trying to forget.
You know what I mean?
Perpetrating.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, it's so hilarious and so super funny. And on the way in, I was listening to the most recent ep because I got a little notification that the new episode dropped.
You're a fan.
I guess,
wow.
Right? The algorithm kind of. Well, I mean, look, I'm a dad. I got kids, but I still try to like stay in tune and in touch with what's going on. So I left the family Super Bowl party
to listen to
dropped the family off. And I'm like, okay, I somehow or another it came up and I'm listening to it on the way in. And I definitely wanted to, like, you know, obviously talk about all the crazy stuff, all the poops that are taken in the studio and all the crazy
all
stuff
the
that's talked about.
That are taken in the
right.
Studio.
There's a lot of butt talk
a lot
on
of
the
butt
pod.
Talk. And that's probably farts. Mostly me.
I think it's, yeah. It's kind of like you clowning, which I think is fucking hilarious. Like, everybody loves potty jokes, fart jokes, dick
you'd
jokes.
Think, well,
right?
Here's the thing. I peaked emotionally at 7, so that's where I'm at. I am stunted, and I'm the only one. Who
but
thinks.
In this new episode, you're like, I'm in a relationship. I'm not trying to be poopy, farty, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool. I won't talk about shit and the whatever. But then it totally digressed super quickly.
And then I started farting.
I think that's kind of what
myself.
Happened. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I love it. Be you.
You're a new person every minute, you know?
Totally.
Who I was 2 minutes ago is not who I am right now.
We're pluralists is what we are,
yeah,
right?
We are.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Pluralist.
Have you ever had to shit in public?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where?
One of my favorites. So I at a funeral, my ex-boyfriend died. It's fine. He's he's been dead like 10 years. He's like, yeah. Way dead. But I didn't want to poop at his house. The funeral was at his house, and it was a small house, and one bathroom. There was a lot of people at this funeral, and I was like, I'm not going to go blow up this toilet, right? So what did I do?
Starbucks.
Went into his front yard. Close. Went to the neighbor's house. So his front yard, and I was like, I'll just go next door. Shit in their yard.
No. Were you loaded?
You bet. and you bet. And then I was like, and then I shit, and I was like, all right, I'm out of here. And I started driving home. I'm wasted. And the cop pulls me over, and I was like, a friend just died. And he was like, go on home. And I was like, hell yeah. Really?
It was a day of passes. Yeah. It was a day of passes that day.
Yeah,
huh?
Missed that DUI. Ended up getting another one a couple months later. But that was...
Was that in San Diego?
That was in San Diego, yeah.
What was it like growing up there? I mean, because I I feel like it's pretty conservative, and you're not.
I didn't realize it was conservative until I left.
I didn't either.
Right? It's an interesting thing.
And I went there a lot in the 80s.
Well, and I grew up in Oceanside, so it's right next to Camp Pendleton.
Oh, right.
But I mean, what I grew up in was like a subculture. I mean, it was
ocean
like
ocean crime. Ocean crime. Don't they call it that?
Never heard that.
You never heard ocean crime?
No, but that's really what it. You know, it was. It's a dirty little fucking beach city. So
you know who was from there? Do you remember Sean Drake from CRLA?
No.
Do you know Sean Drake?
I don't know.
Robbie from there, right?
Robbie too. Oh, we'll bleep the last names before the pod drops.
I don't know any of these people.
Yeah.
Well, we're not
you know who else?
Them.
You know who lives there now is Narcan Nate, who'll be at our thing.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Narcan Nate.
Narcan Nate, who you're going to meet Thursday at Stories.
Yeah, Gabby will be on the live show.
I'm excited for that.
Oh, it's going to be
I'm
great.
I'm excited that you're having me on that.
Yeah, we're stoked.
Two times in a week?
Yeah.
It's only you and who else?
Patrick, yeah.
Who you
and
love.
By the time this airs, the live show will already have passed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Cool. So thanks for being on the live show.
So much fun. Yeah. I love
that
it.
That was fucking, oh, man. I can't believe you're back again.
Narcan Nate, he was crazy.
Dude, but funny story. You know, we had Narcan Nate when we did it live at the Echoplex, and he gave out Narcan to everyone. True story.
Cool.
But that when that kid OD'd a few months ago in the bathroom at Alvarado, the reason he lived is a bunch of people had shit in their car that Nate
did. No fucking way.
No, they Narcan him six times.
Yeah.
Damn.
Were you there when that happened?
No, but I heard about it.
Yeah.
What?
And then the next week he walked up and took a 30-day chip.
Okay.
To be fair, he was confused.
Yeah.
And he thought it was a newcomer. Yeah. Uh-huh.
There we go.
Yeah. I feel like he's out again.
Maybe the Narcan kind of propelled him into another universe where he was like a month ahead of
him.
Who knows what's in that shit, right?
Who knows? Wait, was it fentanyl? Is that why?
Yeah.
Scary. Was he actually doing fentanyl or was it laced?
No, he was doing fentanyl.
He was actually doing fentanyl. Uh-huh.
Most of the modern dope fiends are doing just straight fentanyl, right?
I still don't really understand how people die from it and then how people also use it.
Yeah.
It's bananas. I mean, we lost a really good friend that, it's like, you know, their loved ones are like,
two.
He did, they're like, many. Their loved ones are like, he was doing what?
Right. Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah. Like, it's all over the fucking news. Anybody that has a set of fucking ears knows that shit's like a death sentence. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Then how are people recreationally fucking doing it? Is it just because you have a tolerance?
Well, what I hear is, and I don't know, Danny, you guys might be able to speak to it a little bit more, but like all the people that we know that used to slam heroin all the time, they just smoke it off foil. It's so potent that it like they don't even need to fix it, right?
I had a sponsee who was I was sponsoring this dude for a minute, and he's a seasoned dope fiend, like Steven. He was like
a journeyman. Yeah,
he had like 2 years, went out, but I mean I've known him for 18 years. He's been a dope fiend the whole time. He went out, and he goes, and he came back, and I was like, "How you doing?" You know, he's like, "Fuck, man." He goes, "I did that fentanyl." He goes, "I was shooting dope." He goes, "And I went to the connection because he had just relapsed. He was shooting dope, and he said he went to the connection." And then the guy goes, "I don't have any dope. All I got is fent." And he took it, but he told me, he goes, "I didn't fire it because I knew it'd kill me."
Mm-hmm.
So he smoked it. He took one hit and dropped.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Mm-hmm. He's alive, but
holy shit.
He said one hit and he was dusted. Also, it doesn't last as long, right, Dan?
Yeah, it's got no feet. So it's like it'll get you really high, but not for long. And when it gets you really high, and that's why you see a lot of these, like, you know, whatever, let's just call them like zombie people that are just out and about everywhere, you know, where like, so what happens is it hits you so hard and it doesn't last long. So you keep doing it and it's cheaper. So you can get more of it for less, but it doesn't last. Like it ain't got no feet, you know?
Yeah.
So you do it, you smoke a little bit, you get really fucking high. You're drooling on yourself, passing out, whatever. So to counter that, people are doing a lot more amphetamines, and that's where all these like street fucking villages and all that, you know. All
that's
the
why Michael Jackson Thriller is what's fucking happening on the streets of fucking Hollywood right now.
Right.
That's fucking gnarly, man.
I'm glad I never got into. It's not heroin. No heroin. No opiates.
Me
I didn't. I always liked uppers.
You were doing meth, right?
No, but if I did, I don't know if I would be bad. I don't know if I'd be sober.
Not nowadays, you wouldn't.
Mm-mm.
Meth. If I had ever done meth, that would have been it for me.
What were you doing?
Coke.
Oh fuck.
I was coke drinking, you know.
When did you start getting loaded? Like 13, 14, like all the rest of us?
15, but I didn't like get start discovering my love for it until I was probably in my early 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's when, and then it like all kind of hit really fast, and it was just like, all right, da-da-da-da-da-da. And then when I started stand up, it was just like off to the races.
Right.
Because all you're doing is you're fucking out at clubs every night. Everybody's doing coke. You're just doing
they
coke
are, right?
And so much. Oh my God. I was doing so much coke. It was just fun, you know? Yeah. This is what everybody does. So.
Yeah, that shit's super alluring and super like, you know, because cocktail line. Mm-hmm. You're just fucking, people go back to someone's house afterward and you're just like rocking out. You know what I mean? And at some point, you know what I mean? You just cross that invisible line where you're out of control. And then people are like, oh, hey, man, you need to reel it in. You're like, what are you talking about? You're all doing the same shit.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, we all kind of have to negotiate our own relationship with fucking narcotics and alcohol.
Yeah.
And it's tough, man. I mean, I've had to put the lab coat back on so many times to go out there and see if I can do it right, you know?
Right, yeah. Go back and do your research.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. How'd that work out for you, Reno?
Great. You know, I mean, jails, rehabs, detoxes. Yeah. In the end, it was essentially kidney failure followed by staph infections. And you know what I mean?
Sexy.
Fantastic. Yeah. It stopped being handcuffs and shit. And then just got to, I mean, it just, you know, I talked to a lot of people that, you know, go back out when they're older and you just end up like, it's just so much smaller. You're just like, you take as much money as you have, buy as much drugs as you can, get a room or get to wherever you're going to be, and you just pump the shit in yourself until you go nuts or drop. You know what I mean? It's just so dark and wild, you know?
I went out over summer. I stopped going to program because I was like, I fucking don't need it. I'm fine. Like, I just won't drink. I won't do drugs. I'm fine. And then I was like, I'm going to start doing mushrooms because, like, you know, mushrooms, that's not a relapse, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, it's fine. Everybody does mushrooms.
It's a vegetable.
Exactly. And then I'm like,
you're a vegetarian.
Vegetarian. I was like, and I was like, whatever. I'm already on, you know, antidepressants. Mushrooms are probably better than pharmaceutical drugs. Right. So then you start and I was like, it's fine. But then I'm like going out every weekend and I'm like, well, I don't want to go out unless I'm doing mushrooms. So then I'm like asking my friends for mushrooms. I don't even like mushrooms. And that's the thing, I never even liked them, but I was just like, it's organic, so it's fine. And then I was just like, you know what? And then like my ex-boyfriend had Molly and I was like, fuck it, as long as it's not coke or, you know, booze, I'll do Molly. And then I'm like sitting in Gold Diggers like gumming Molly, and then I'm like, what am I doing? And then I remember like a couple of days after that, I'm like at a park in the middle of the day. Everybody's doing Molly and I'm doing Molly and I'm like, all right. And it's like, and then I'm like, what am I fucking doing? I don't want to be, you know, because I've always
at a park in the middle of the day.
At a park in the middle of the fucking day.
Like in what part of town?
Okay. On the way to Pasadena, there's like a park on the side.
Right by the freeway?
Yes, right by the freeway.
I know what you're talking about.
Is it a bad
Highland Park?
You've been there with me before.
Yeah.
No, the one.
It's not a nice park.
No, it's a small. It's right there, like when you're crossing Eagle
Rock to Highland
to Pasadena.
Okay.
Dirty park.
Yeah, with no bathroom.
No bathroom. And then I do go pee and shit in the bushes over there.
And you're like, God damn it, I'm back here, like shitting outside and shit.
It's crazy how it creeps up.
Same results.
Same result. And it's like, but the whole thing, I was like, well, as long as I'm not drinking and doing coke, I'm fine. And then it took me a little bit to admit to that being a relapse. And I was like, I guess that is.
Well, you know, Gabby's been friends with Jude and Two Tone for fucking a long time.
Way before. Sure. Yeah, for like 15 years.
Yeah.
Really?
Way before I got sober. Yeah. Yeah, I met them when I first moved to LA. Yeah.
Is that when Alex was out or no?
I have no idea.
15. No, it's not.
You never got loaded with him though, right?
No. But no, not with Alex.
Yeah, but with Jude.
With Jude, I. Yeah. Huh. Wild guy. We did. I was doing. Because I remember I went over to his house like wasted, and he was like, "You want to do GHB?" And I was like, "Sure." I don't know what the fuck that is. And then we did GHB, and that was that.
Yeah, GHB is a motherfucker.
We had Jude on.
Did you?
Yeah, I mean, he's incredible. You know, because he talks about that shit all
he's
the time.
He's the wildest guy.
He's incredible, and he's fearless with that.
Like,
that shit scares me, the science drugs.
GHB. Yeah, he's really into it. I do love him. He's a solid fucking dude.
Yeah.
We had Jude and we had Two Tone on. Two Tone was one of our first, very first guests. Yeah.
He was he was my first guest on my podcast.
Wow. Was he really? The first one?
I think he was, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's rad.
Well, Two Tone making the rounds with the
He's a good first.
He's a good first. He is. He is.
He's a great storyteller, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I always hit him and tell him that, like, when I catch an episode of his podcast, he's, like, so articulate and just breaks it down. It's super funny.
Yeah.
That's great. It's a great story.
He's also, like, from the gutter, like the rest of us. You know, he's not college educated. You know, he's like...
Is he not?
No. And he's really fucking smart. Yeah. You know?
A lot of people... I feel like a lot of alcoholics are, though.
Yeah,
a lot
I agree.
Of people, I'm just like, oh, you're brilliant. Like, they're just brilliant. We're just, like, brilliant, uneducated people. Not me, but, like, most of the people are. You know? Yeah.
He's really good at fronting.
Yeah, like, really good at fronting, because you have to.
Yeah.
What's the most fucked up situation you've ever gotten yourself into getting loaded?
See, now here's the issue, because I have imposter syndrome. It comes and goes, especially in the rooms, because you hear people share the fucking crazy shit, and I'm always like, I didn't go to rehab. I never shot meth into my asshole. Like for me, when I was like out there, I would just get fucked up and then fall asleep and throw up on myself in a corner at a party, and like that's my fucking
right. Yeah, not embarrassing thing. When you're at fucking somebody's wedding or somebody, you know what I mean? Or
yeah,
your grandpa's 50th or whatever.
Yeah. But I mean, I mean, Reno's definitely shot methamphetamine in his ass, and so is Danny.
See, sometimes I think I should go out just so I can come back with a story.
But he has not shit in a front yard of a funeral.
Yet.
Because I literally, that was funny, you were talking about taking shits earlier. I literally, like, will use nearly any public bathroom to take a shit. Like, you know, people are like, oh my God, I will not shit.
I'll shit anywhere. I'll shit here right now. I don't care. It's so funny to me. People are like, I can't do it. I'm like, tell me when.
The only place that's geeked is the beach, when it's just like packed full of people and wet and sandy, and you're just like a cold ass toilet.
Have you ever shit in the ocean?
No.
I've tried. Okay, I did do it eventually, but. My
butthole is so clenched up.
Yeah, I kept never.
Balls
done
are
that.
So tight.
We're in Kauai, and I had to lay cable and shit, you know. And I was like, the water's all
warm.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah, I was like, and I'm like, fuck. I'm like, you know, Hawaii's been nice
you
to me.
Shit in Kauai.
Yeah, but I was like, I'm gonna leave him a cornback rattler in here, you know. And I'm like, I
want a cornback rattler.
And I went out there, and my two friends are so fucking mad. They're like, dude, come on. And I'm like, dude, I'm just trying. But it is very difficult to push it out in the ocean.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like the pressure or something.
Wow. You know who's the master? You know who's mastered the art of it?
Who?
Todd.
Oh, I believe
so
that.
So much so that there's a name for, sorry for screaming, Dave. So much so that there's a name for, that they coined a term for when they're out fucking surfing. And when you drop a deuce, when you pull over your Speedo and you shit in the ocean, it's called a hot toddy.
It's called a hot toddy.
Oh,
hot
yeah.
Toddy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What about when they had the body surfing?
He's that.
He's that, yeah.
You remember when
he's that prolific.
Yeah.
No, they had the body surfing contest at Manhattan Beach. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
A couple years ago. And
so dorky.
Like Callie, fucking Eric Baxter, Alexis, all Todd, all of them went.
Body surfing.
But they made it. You had to have a team, and their team name was Scattered Goods.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's really funny.
Scattered Goods.
Hold on. Just so I really can understand. Body surfing is literally just your body, and you're like in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You
all right, if you want to get good at it, you get some fins, you know, so then you gotta go into the waves, you know?
Yeah,
and it's actually the purest form. It's the purest form of being in
you
touch
seem like you're
with
pretty
the ocean.
Into it. Yeah.
I mean, you know, I've been known to maybe catch a wave for sure. Or two. Yeah. But it's like I've never surfed. I've never stood up on a surfboard.
Really?
Never, you know? I might look like I have.
Yeah.
Just from San Diego.
Oh, right.
Right.
Gidget.
Yeah. But so I was like, I want to surf, you know, but I don't know enough about the ocean. So then I started boogie boarding
It's horrible.
So then I started boogie boarding and I got the fins, I got the board, and I started messing around, you know, sponging. But then I was like, I still don't know. And I want to know the fucking ocean. I don't know what wave to catch. I don't know what to go over, you know, I don't know that shit. I was born in the fucking Soviet Union. We don't have waves.
Were
you know?
Born in the Soviet Union?
Uh-huh.
Okay, because you have to settle something for me right now.
Okay.
I either hear people calling you Ukrainian Danny or Russian Danny. Uh-huh. Which the fuck one is it?
Ukrainian Danny.
It's
but.
Okay.
Up until this, okay, so I was born in the Soviet Union. Soviet Danny, I mean, kind of sounds pretty cool, it you know? Cool. I was born in the, yeah. So our friend Nate started calling me Narcan Russian Nate? Danny. No. Nate Walton. Yeah.
Okay.
Started calling me Russian Danny.
Okay.
It was kind of like a running joke, and it stuck, you know? And yeah. I was like, oh, this is great. My first language is Russian. That's what I speak to, you know, with my family. Wow. But I was born in the Ukraine, which at the time was a part of communist Russia, the Soviet Union.
Got it.
Yeah. So then the war started, and fucking Russia starts invading Ukraine, and I can't keep going by Russian Danny, so I have to switch
you
it up.
You can't keep going by Russian Danny.
So dead name.
On, but not just on some, like, you know, image shit. Like, he had family there. He had to get out of Ukraine.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. Okay.
His grandmother, they had to bring her out of Ukraine.
Really?
Yeah.
Where is she now?
She's here. She's in L.A. I was hanging out with her last. She went to Superba last time.
They literally went and got her. She came out of the Ukraine to Germany. They went and got her and brought her here.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking heavy.
What's going on? How is it over there right now?
Still, I mean, there's still a war. She literally all of, like, she had to leave. We found an organization that could get her out of the country. And, like, she left her fridge full of fucking food, like, and just jumped on a bus and took off.
Yeah.
So all our grandpa's
art. Yeah. We have a condo that's in Kiev in the capital that has all of my grandpa's art. Art, like family heirlooms, all that shit's there. She was able to take, there was no luggage in the country when she was leaving because everybody had like went and bought everything, all the refugees that had escaped. So she literally like was able to find one bag and a backpack and stuffed everything she had in it and fucking, and hit it.
And everything is still in the place.
I mean, as far as we know, we don't know if there's like, you know, people that are fucking breaking in.
I was going to say, are like people like ransacking places?
You would think, yeah.
Right.
I mean, you would think, but then also it's like when it's your country that's being, you know, like fucking trying to, where they're being trying like at war for them to go in and do that. It's pretty, would be pretty fucked.
Right. Yeah. But I saw a TikTok the other day of a girl who was like, me going back to my apartment in the Ukraine after a year. Uh-huh. And I was like, wait, what? And it was like, everything was dusty, but all of her shit was there. Her phone was still charging.
That's wild.
Like apocalyptic.
So crazy.
One of the dopest things I saw is early on when it happened, you know, when they were taking immigrants out, a bunch of these moms in like Germany or something went and left their strollers at the train station.
Wow.
So that the moms who were coming kids would have like there was like fucking a ton of them parked there so you could just show up and grab one.
I was at that train station and in Budapest we're like directly when they were coming, so they would come through to there like straight into, there was a few countries they were going to, Poland, Hungary, and I forget what the last one, there was another country where they could get out to by, you know, once they could hit the border they could get there by train, and every train station would have like around the clock volunteers, and they would just have a bunch of humanitarian aid, food, clothing, whatever, medication.
The Germans
whatever.
Don't fuck around, like they're still putting in work trying to make up for that World War II shit. Like bullshit, man, they are fucking, they bring it. They bring it.
Well, they also have like the smartest leader in the world. They have Angela Merkel, right? Or whatever.
Is that the smartest?
She's a female, so she's probably by default.
Germany has a woman. I don't know anything.
Yeah, right?
Neither do I.
Angela Merkel.
I don't know if she's still chancellor, but she was.
That
for
does not
time.
Sound like a German name. Whoa. Mm. Angela Merkel.
Merkel.
It sounds like an actor on a sitcom.
Yeah, it really does.
You're thinking about Urkel, bro.
I know.
Wow, Germany has a fucking female leader? I did not know that.
They did.
And then wait, real quick. Correct me if I'm wrong. You left the Ukraine on the heels of the Chernobyl accident.
I was
when you were a kid.
Okay. So yeah, I was born in 85. Chernobyl happened when I was 6 months old. My other grandma that came here with us took me to Estonia because like basically broke me out before the government announced that there was like nuclear fucking like waste was like radiation was being blown in by the wind into Kiev, which I was born 50 miles away from. You
God
know, to
damn.
Paint a fucking that's closer than fucking Corona. Yeah. How far is Covina from here?
About 25 miles.
24. So that's like two trips to, you know, that's like a round trip to fucking, you know, to Covina.
Wow.
Yeah. And she took me out of there when Chernobyl happened. Yeah.
Your mom?
Huh? My grandma.
Oh, your grandma took you?
Yeah, my mom and my dad stayed there because they had jobs and they were still working. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Your grandma just packed you up and brought you here.
She said, she took me to Estonia.
Oh.
Yeah.
So if it wasn't for all that shit, you would have stayed over there.
No, because they wanted to come. You know,
the
family was
anyway.
To come. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, so it wasn't like you were chased out by.
No. By Chernobyl.
The motherfuckers all come to Hollywood, right,
yeah.
Danny?
Uh huh. West Hollywood. Yeah.
West Hollywood.
Yeah. Little Odessa.
Really?
Is it really called that?
That's what it was called. Yeah. Uh-huh.
You grew up in West Hollywood.
Yeah. Oh, straight to West Hollywood. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
From the Soviet Union.
Yeah, from the Soviet Union,
Hollywood.
Straight to WeHo, which is crazy because like you think about it, yeah, and it's like. There's like all these Russian Ukrainian people, you know, and then there's the gays, all the gay homies everywhere, you know. And
all
I like
the gay homies.
Yeah, I don't like I didn't you know yeah shout out the gay homies. I didn't know that, like, you know, I didn't know gay people exist. Like, I don't think I knew they existed before moving here. And I was like, whoa,
isn't gay marriage illegal? Isn't it like illegal to be
in
gay
Russia,
in Russia?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, like, Ukraine's like totally all for it. They're fucking with it. They're with the business. Yeah, in Russia, like, you can't like you can't hold hands in public. You could be arrested.
Yeah,
for
I remember all that like Pussy Riot stuff. Yeah. Yeah. It was like like they were just like. There was like heavy, like draconian laws prohibiting homosexuality over there. It's gnarly.
It's crazy.
Wow.
It's
take crazy. Me there. Take me there. Finally. back to what the fuck. I don't even know what the fuck I've done.
What's the craziest thing you've seen happen in a comedy club?
There we go.
Literally a few weeks ago when Machine Gun Kelly tried to fight Sam Tripoli.
Yeah, what shit.
That was pretty wild.
That's wild.
That was
why did he like clown him in the audience?
He
or
called
something?
Him a wigger.
No
and then,
way.
And then Machine Gun Kelly like went backstage. I was walking in the hallway to the green room.
Who
of the
Sam Tripoli? I got to look him up real quick.
I don't know. He has a big podcast. He's a comedian, but white guy. I think he's white. Who cares? Anyway, Machine Gun Kelly like fucking beelined it to the green room where everybody was, and I was like,
oh right. First thing that comes up is MGK Sam Tripoli.
Yeah. And I started walking in at the peak of him being like, what the fuck? You fucking think you can talk shit? And Sam was like, I mean, yeah. Yeah, and like his boys were like holding him back and like, don't do it. And he's like, you fucking want to talk shit a lot. These are grown men.
And Machine Gun Kelly ain't a big dude, right?
He's like, extremely tall. He's not like a fucking you know, he's not like a strong looking dude, but he's very like a green bean. Very tall and lean. Gumby, if you will.
Gumby-esque.
That was fucking wild. What else have
people
I
still be doing mad? I mean, well, like probably nowadays, just a little lightweight blow onto DL at comedy clubs and shit like that.
Yeah,
were you in comedy when people were really just going hard back there backstage? And
yeah, I know that before I started, meth was really big.
Really?
A lot of people were doing meth. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's really hard to be funny on meth. You're like, hey guys, thanks for coming out. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like really hard to be funny on.
But
that.
A lot of the real legendary comics did a lot of coke, right?
Oh,
like
yeah.
Robin Williams. You know what I mean? Like
Sam
George
Kinison.
Carlin, Sam
I'm
Kinison.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
I saw him live before he died.
Sam Kinison?
Yeah. That's how old I am. at the Anaheim Celebrity Theater that had a center stage. You know it, Dave. And it had a center stage that like moved in a circle, and he was talking about doing fucking rocks the size of rocks you'd find in your fucking driveway. Like, you know, he was with it.
That's what killed him, right?
He had like a crazy life where he was married to this girl, like some Hawaiian chick, and she had a sister that was either a twin or looked a lot like her, and he was fucking with both of them and doing drugs, and like they were, you know, and it was like, I'm not high, I'm not, and he'd be with this one, and then
no
the
way.
Other one, and like, just, he had like a lot of chaos in his life.
Yeah. See, I was not ever somebody that could handle it. Like, there are people who are like high functioning drug addict alcoholics. I'm very low functioning. I can hardly function as a sober person, so when I was getting fucked up, I just was like, I don't know what to do. Like, I couldn't. I couldn't.
Would you like show
together.
Up late to sets and shit or not?
I'd show. But I was also spending like, I just couldn't get it together. Like, I would sleep all day. I was throwing up like in my bed. I was always throwing up. I'd wake up like next to piles of throw up and be like, you know, wake up at 4 p.m. hungover. Like, I just couldn't. Not high functioning.
Yeah.
Didn't last long.
It's rough.
Yeah.
And then when you so booze is your primary thing, right?
Yeah. Honestly, beer. Yeah.
What brand? What brand
of
beer?
I loved IPAs.
Wow. No.
I was always. Yeah.
I've never had an IPA because I was sober before they came out.
Yeah.
I quit.
Yeah. I honestly
loved IPAs. Yeah,
they came out after I was like a recreational drinker. So when I would get loaded, which, you know, because I've been in and out of the program since I'm like 19. Like, if I was out, I'm not going to fucking try and enjoy an IPA. You know what I mean? I'd get hard liquor, the fucking drugs, and you know what I mean? I'm not like, oh, I'm going to enjoy this IPA at this Motel 6 in Van Nuys right now, you know, on the patio.
This is why I have imposter syndrome, because I'm just fucking drinking IPAs.
But correct me if I'm wrong, Sierra Nevada is an IPA, right?
I think
it's maybe, it's a Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
Yeah.
So it's Indian Pale Ale. That's IPA, right?
I think so. Really? I think you're right.
So I believe, Keith, you maybe have had an IPA.
I don't think so.
Sierra Nevada's been around Sierra a long Nevada? Time.
I don't think so.
Wow.
Sierra Nevada,
are they,
I definitely
are IPAs
had.
New?
I don't know. Yeah,
the whole beer, modern beer thing is kind of new.
It's just, I liked them because they had the most, they have the highest alcohol. Yeah, so anything that had like 10% or more, I was like, give them here. Yeah. Like,
but you know what's funny? Like, because I was like you. I mean, I was like, you know, pissing the bed, throwing up all the time. I remember I had because I was a daily drinker well before I was into meth. And I never would have been to prison if it weren't for drinking.
Yeah.
I don't believe shit. So.
The courage, really? It gives you that courage.
Well, it gives you courage. And I'm a fucking nightmare when I'm drinking, you know, but like I'm violent, but. That's only one where you wake up and don't know what the fuck you did the night before.
Yeah.
You know, you don't do that on dope or crack.
Yeah, it's true.
But
it's true.
It was, yeah.
I would like, I remember like, dude, 17, 18 years old, but I remember I'd be like, I was super bloated. I was just drinking every day. But I would finally like throw up, you know? And I remember being like I won the lottery. I was like, fuck yeah, thank God. You know what I mean? Because I can put more
so
in there.
Start again.
Yeah. And then when I started doing the crank, I was probably 21 or 22 doing it as a habit, you know. Then I was just like, okay, great, because then you can kind of do it and not throw up all the time. But you know, every violent crime I've ever been arrested for was behind alcohol. I've been arrested for drugs, you know, drug crime,
but I feel like meth addicts are always fucking unhinged. Like they seem pretty scary.
The worst shit I've ever done was on alcohol.
It was drinking.
I mean,
wild
by far.
Did you,
the meanest
did
shit.
You hanging out down in Oceanside and stuff, hang out with a bunch of tweakers?
No, that wasn't really, no. Because I wasn't, when I was in Oceanside, I wasn't really drinking yet. Because I left when I turned 17.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, you know, I was drinking in high school, but like not a fuck ton.
Yeah, if you weren't dabbling with speed, you weren't hanging out with tweakers.
I didn't get into. I was also prescribed Adderall. I was just on a fuck ton of Adderall, but that was just my own little.
That's the same thing.
That was my own little journey. But yeah, I wasn't like hanging out with tweakers. Yeah. You know.
Would you stay awake all night on the Adderall sometimes?
Later on, you know what? I honestly don't fucking remember. I think it burned a lot of my brain cells because I was on a lot of it. I have like holes in my memory because I don't remember. I don't know if I.
Interesting.
I was also sneaking out. I was sneaking out a lot at night, and I was like going out with fucking guys and driving and being on Adderall.
That's what I was gonna say. You probably hung out with tweakers because I heard you say something on the pod about like. Dating prison guys, or maybe Harper said that about you or something.
So my ex-boyfriend, my first boyfriend, I was 15, he was 22, and I found out, was addicted to crystal meth, but I didn't know it during my relationship.
He was on parole.
I had no idea. I didn't know what it was. Yeah. And then I found out, and I remember he was missing teeth, and I was just like, guess that's just my man. I didn't know that like that was a result. I didn't know what drugs were.
There was never any weird behavior.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't remember.
She was 15.
I was 15. She's
dating a 22-year-old tweaker. That's like dating Reno when he's 22.
But when you're 15, you're just like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yummy. Like that. Yeah.
You're like, oh, he's got a car.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Tattoos.
It don't matter. Yeah.
He had been tattooing himself like all fucked up, you know? But I thought it was so
upside
cool.
Upside down stars
like,
and shit.
Literally. Like he had upside down spider webs all over him. And, like,
oh, my God.
He had a horrific tattoo. That he had, and thinking about it now actually, because
is he the dead one?
No, he's not. Uh-huh. He's not. Yeah, the dead one is no. He's honestly weirdly still alive. He went by Diesel.
No
and,
way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I remember him telling me, he's like, yeah, I fucking tatted myself in the mirror, and looking back on it, it's like, oh, he's probably on meth.
His jaw was just like fucking this the whole time.
Yeah. He was fucked up looking, but I thought he was so hot. You know, I was like, this older guy,
wild.
Yeah. But he wasn't like, he never like offered me drugs or I just would drink with him.
Did he have a job?
Construction. Construction, of course. Uh-huh. He couldn't read. He was illiterate.
No shit.
He was 100% illiterate.
Like when you would go to a restaurant, he would look at a menu, he would just be like,
so
you'd
think
chicken.
We'd go to restaurants, but there's no way. No, I was going to his apartment and that was it. I mean,
Reno, you're talking about a 22-year-old. Amphetamine enthusiast, construction worker that's dating a 15-year-old.
Denny's.
He never took you to Chuck E. Cheese?
Never took me to Chuck E. Cheese.
He's like, hey, boo, they got a good kids menu over here.
Miss him. Yeah, Diesel.
So where'd you go when you were 17?
I moved here.
To L.A.?
Yeah, I moved
to
L.A.
Just like, fucking, I'm going, chasing dreams.
Yeah, I was just like, fuck, I'm out of fucking Oceanside.
What'd you do when you got here?
I went to LACC.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that's my education.
For construction. Yeah.
Electrical engineering.
Yeah. For math and construction.
Yeah.
And I moved there I went to theater school for a little bit.
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
No, hey, fucking Rick Owens went to LACC.
Yeah.
That's where he got his fashion degree from.
Wow. Yeah, it's where dreams come true. The first campus for UCLA, so technically you could say.
Oh, really?
I went to UCLA.
UCLA.
Yeah, alumni.
Adjacent.
Adjacent.
So how long was that program?
I went there for 3 years and studied theater. And
did you live in Hollywood while you were doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Or?
I lived in K-Town.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And you just got into all the grime, like partying, going to clubs, hanging out.
Yeah. And like, it's a theater school. I don't know. It was very... It was like a little tiny high school where we all knew each other. You know, it was like this group of like 60 people that was around each other for like 3 years. And
any
so it
famous
was just
people
like,
that you went to that school
absolutely
with?
Not. Like, everybody was from the Midwest and moved out there to be like, I'm going to be a star. And then everybody left. You know? So that was that. Everybody.
And went back to fucking Kankakee, Illinois. Exactly. Or working at Cinnabon right now.
Yeah, exactly. I remember like a bunch of kids that I went to school with. They like all changed their names, you know, like to be actors. So these like dorky names.
Ethan Chase. And shit
like that. Exactly. Exactly. And then they all
Deethan.
And they all moved back home and changed their names back to their.
Hey, but you jumped into the industry after you finished?
I did. And I didn't. Guys, I remember I was just such a bad actor. I really got into it. I got into theater because I wanted to get over having stage fright. I just wanted to like learn how to be social.
So you knew, just for that, the social reason,
for the social,
not that you knew you wanted to do comedy.
No. That came a couple years later.
Okay.
I just got into theater because I was like, I don't know what else to do. I want to like learn how to like not be anxious around people. So I was like, I'll study theater.
That's rad.
Yeah.
Smart.
I was bad at it though. It was terrible. I remember like we would do, you know, we'd like do...
You're like, he's got a gun.
Yeah. And I would come out and I'd be doing like serious monologues this and everybody would laugh at me. And I'm like, it's not funny. Why are you guys laughing? This is Hamlet.
I went and saw Gabby do stand up. And so like, I just met Gabby. So I didn't know her that well. But she gets up, she does her thing and she goes, yeah, I'm going to go see this dude right now. She goes, I sent him a picture of my pussy. And his reply was, damn, so bomb. And I'm like, so the thing is over. And
he did.
No, but I'm like.
That really happened?
No, but dude.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, she's a fucking genius. She wrote that. And then she's like, no, that happened.
No, actually, he wrote that. I did nothing. I was simply the vessel. I simply sent him a pussy picture and he just goes, damn, so bomb.
Dude. Oh,
was he from Oceanside? That
you
sounds
know
like
what?
An Inland Empire Oceanside reply.
You'd think, but no, he was not. He's not.
Damn, so bomb.
Like, this is the most vulnerable part of my body, and that's what you're going to say? And do you think that even stopped me from going to fucking? Absolutely not. I couldn't drive there fast enough.
He was 17.
Oh,
it was Diesel's
God.
Firstborn.
And he was also on meth. Yeah. Yeah.
That is fucking hilarious.
Thank you. So fun.
So people were laughing at you doing monologues. You're like, I'm not trying to be funny. And
I was not trying to be funny.
Figured out that.
I was trying to be a serious actor. And everybody laughed at me. My teachers would be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I remember one time I was doing Shakespeare and I like walked out on the stage and the teacher before I even started talking was like, no. And I was like, what?
You didn't even say anything.
And I didn't even say anything. I just walked out on stage and he's like, no. Like, no, what was that? And I was like, I'm just walking. That was that. And then I was like, I guess I'll do something else. I guess I can't fucking act. So embarrassing.
That's awesome.
Have you ever smoked PCP?
No. No. Did it seem like I'm on it right now?
No.
Yeah.
No, but it does look wild. I remember seeing videos of people like flipping cars on it and fighting cops.
Yeah.
Fighting cops, you know what? The flipping car shit, I don't know. I've smoked a lot of PCP.
Have you really?
A lot of PCP.
Wow.
And it's a question that we ask all of our guests. I don't know how it started. Do you remember how it started?
No.
We just, everybody gets asked it across the board, you know?
Yeah.
And, but I've never attempted even to flip a car, you know? Like, I was like, you know?
What did you do when you were on it?
Fight cops.
Just fight cops. Walk really slow. You know, you feel like it's like you feel like you're like in a snowstorm.
Walking on the moon.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And you're just like walking really slow. I thought for me it's like a. I started to feel like it's like it felt like everybody was like, I don't know how to explain it. I thought I was Kurt Cobain once, and like my homie was trying to shoot me. You know, like my homie was trying
to
shoot me.
You actually thought you were Kurt Cobain.
I thought I was Kurt Cobain.
Whoa.
I thought my girlfriend at the time, Sasha, who was working. You might even have met Sasha. She's sober.
Okay.
I thought that she was Courtney, and she was coming after me, and like there was a gun. And I mean, like truth be told, there was a gun that my friend was like trying to stash in the house, and this whole thing, like that was the one that I've talked about it, where like he kept trying to like he was basically trying to kill our other friend with it. But I was like, oh, I got it figured out, like you know,
yeah,
like, I don't know where
you
I
did
thought
the
you,
math.
I did the math.
Makes
yeah.
Sense.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What is with drugs and doing like what makes people go into just that like psychosis of like thinking you have it figured out.
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Meth is a big like the scary thing about meth is well, the modern meth like the street creatures now is completely different than anything any of us have done. But the meth we did, like you know, people would like you know what's interesting that like women in the 90s mostly it would be like not all women but random women all of a sudden would be like. Yeah, like this one chick was telling me how her husband was an alien and lived on Mars. Yeah. But she only talked like this when she was high. You know what I mean? If she was sober, she'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Right.
But she would get high and go into this thing and said she had 100 kids and all this. And it was very, dude, but it was like, she spit
well,
it like it was nothing.
This shit speed.
What is that?
It just starts to really fuck with your mind. And I think.
Also, it's a lack of sleep has a lot
well,
to do with
it. Well,
that's
big time. But you know? It does unlock certain parts of people's minds where they, I think people invent those stories to seem important to themselves and to other people
because
you're just sitting there doing drugs and doing the same fucking thing every day. You're waking up, you're going, you know, getting dope, staying up forever, drawing, stealing shit, hustling, doing all this stuff, talking shit about each other, fucking people. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's what we called it, the dope opera.
Yeah, the
That's
dope
really
opera.
Funny.
I've
really
heard,
funny.
Yeah, I haven't heard that in a long time. But I think people start to like, you know, there's something bigger going on here.
Yes.
Like, they just start to kind of like fantasize. It's kind of like how all of these disenfranchised people fucking go down the rabbit hole with YouTube and get stuck on flat earth shit or this or that. It's like,
whoa.
You're just like.
What do you mean you're stuck on? What the fuck are you talking about?
Whatever. Name the conspiracy. You know, that Bill Gates is killing fucking people in other countries with immunizations or whatever. It's like you just can't. What's it called? Like negotiate the fact that you're just fucking a drug addict and you're just doing nothing.
Right.
And you just invent these stories to make yourself feel important or something, I think.
Well, it's interesting.
That's like a deep psychological unpacking of it. But I've just seen so many people just spiral and spin out of control. Then there's just simply, I've been up too long and I'm just seeing shit and imagining shit. And a nap will cure that.
But meth psychosis sounds really on par with like what it sounds like when people are in like bipolar. Like mania,
probably
you know what I'm. When people are like,
similar. It's definitely similar.
It's that thing you always hear people. I don't know. Remember? Do you guys remember when Bam Margera was like going wild?
Yeah.
And he was just like, I know the language, and like I'm fucking speaking the language, and I cracked the code. And I always, my friend had a bipolar break one time, and her whole thing was like, I cracked the fucking code. And I'm like, what? They're all cracking this code. Yeah.
He so made his own. He actually wrote his own language.
His own language. Yeah.
My friend was sponsoring him shortly after that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wild. But you see this like when in mania it's this there's like the same thing of
very
like,
similar
right and I'm like are they actually all onto something like, are they saying something we're not
so right? I'll give you guys my theory and I just came up with this as you asked that question so this is a very new theory I have not it's not you know it's like all right so you know how when you take like mushrooms or acid or whatever and like and it throws you like you have like a spiritual experience you know and like you see God you get to meet God you know. It's like you have these like pure like you know and like a lot of people will chase that and that's why they keep taking the mushrooms, they keep taking the acid, or keep doing that. Like, I'm gonna do all three of them to get that thing, you know. Like you try to hold on to it and you're like, I'm gonna remember all this stuff forever, and then like you fucking you know, and then you like for you know. So I think it's like that, but like with the God thing, but kind of with like the opposite, you know, I don't want to say the devil or whatever, but it's like the mania, you know, where it's like you're doing these drugs
right.
and it's basically like a fast forward button to get to this fucking kooky place where like maybe some people already have a little bit of that in them, you right. know, and it just like unfucking releases it.
Magnifies it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I've done the same dope with the same people with the same amount in the same house from the same batch out this smoked from the same pipe, you know, and yeah. There was this girl, I've told this story before, but I know you haven't heard it. So there was this girl that, and we had this crime that we came up with. This is like my low-level crime career where I would go and I'd get cereal on EBT. You know, that's not the crime. Yeah. But we would go and we'd get, I had EBT at the time and people were like maybe trading me their EBT cards for stuff. You know, I don't want to give too much information.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. 25 cents, depending on how bad they needed the bread, you know. Yeah. And I would go, but then I didn't want to spend all my EBT on overpriced cereal, you know, because like, man, fucking Lucky Charms right. cost yeah. a lot of money, but Apple O's or whatever does not, and like marshmallow, fucking whatever, you know, like
off brand,
yeah. bag cereal,
yeah. yeah. So what bag I would do cereal. Is I would go to like Food for Less, specifically the one that doesn't exist on Western and Sunset, and we would
one.
Go, yeah, R.I.P. Yeah, Food R.I.P. for Less, yeah.
yeah.
Next to the ICDC College, also R.I.P.
Yeah, 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 the McDonald's, uh-huh. R.I.P.
the McDonald's, all yeah, that whole corner, yeah. yeah. We would go there, and I would open up the boxes of the nice cereal. Cause I don't want to eat the boo-boo cereal. I want to eat the good shit, you know? Boo-boo. But I don't want to spend my other people's EBT money on the good
you
cereal.
Don't
yeah,
other people's-
yeah, exactly,
right.
yeah. They're right. hard-earned EBT, you know? So I would go, yeah. and I'd get double-sided tape. I would open up the boxes of cereal. I would take out the Lucky Charms, put it into Apple O's, use double-sided tape to reseal it, go and get like 8 boxes at once that are $1, and I would get them all and pay with somebody else's EBT for the cereal, bring it home, put it on top of my fridge, and I would eat the cereal.
And you'd
you
have
know?
Double the cereal.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I would have the, but they would never match up, you know?
Right.
We would always be like a different cereal in a different box.
Right.
So my friend who I'm staying with at the time, who's doing the same dope that I am, the same meth, getting just as high as I am, maybe staying awake even less days, you know?
Yeah.
Also goes to eat cereal, and she opens up a box of whatever, and it's like a total fucking different cereal, you know? So then she's like, okay, like this don't fucking add up. So then she goes to get like the frosted, you know, the frosted patties or whatever, and it's fucking, yeah,
flakes.
And it's like Raisin Bran or whatever, you know what? I don't know, I've yeah. never get fucking Raisin Bran, but you know, whatever it was.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah. So it's so, maybe I'll ease into it someday. So she comes, so one day I come home and she's sitting there and she goes, you think I don't know what the fuck you're up to? And she's mad, you know, and the cereal's all out on the table. It's like thrown around. I'm like, dude, what's up? You know? And I keep trying to say it. Well, I'm going to say it, whatever, Colleen, you know? And she's sitting there and she's like, so you think I don't know what the fuck y'all got going on here? And I was like, damn, she's going to like let the people know that I'm spending their EBT, whatever. Like, you know, I don't know what, like, I was like, fuck, like, is she going to like, I don't know what she was, where she was going with this. She goes, yeah, motherfucker, I got you figured out. I know what you're doing. Fuck you. And I was like, what? She's like, yeah, fuck you and fuck all of you for not fucking telling me about this shit. And I was like, what? Like, what does she think? Like, what does she think is going on? She goes, y'all think I didn't know you were a part of a fucking secret cereal society?
Stop.
Yes. Dead ass serious. 1,000%.
Oh,
and
yeah.
she's fucking heated. She's like, I
yeah.
figured it
she,
the fuck
I figured
out.
She cracked the code.
She
you know,
she
literally
cracked the fucking code.
The
code.
She's like, where's Tony the Tiger? Bring yeah, that yeah, motherfucker
yeah.
out right now.
I know.
Where's
yeah,
the captain, too?
Guns.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Fuck
the
you.
Yeah.
Are, wow. So she cracked the code.
She cracked the code, yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, you know, you can't convince her, you know,
you
at
can't.
That point. I was like, you got me. You know,
yeah.
like, fuck, yeah,
yeah.
you're right.
Now,
yeah.
one thing, the that cereal in the box, on. You weren't there. She's alone in the apartment. She's getting
yeah.
high. Why is this different shit? It just,
it's
yeah.
all making sense. Everything.
I can't
like
even
crazy.
Imagine with the modern, like the internet nowadays, like YouTube and shit, the people who are doing speed are just, you know, they're just in YouTube wormholes.
Yeah.
You know
oh,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
Margellan, that, like, it started when we were, I was still getting high, where it was like the Margellan. Is that what it's called?
Margellan.
Do you know? So it's like
no.
this thing that people think where there's fucking, I forget it's called Margellan's disease. Laura Kitt talked about it a little bit when she was on here, where like these tweakers think, and maybe it's not just tweakers, it's like people think that there's shit coming out of their skin. Like they think there's insects inside of them. Or they start picking, or then they think there's like little metal shavings coming out of them, you know? And I knew this girl that would literally just sit there.
I'll
like,
leave a place when someone's doing that.
When they're picking?
Like, she would be sitting there with the fucking magnifying glass, tweezers, like, oh, I see one right there, like literally going in. And then she would like look around and she would think that on the wooden floors where she would like sit and smoking, all around her, she was like, she thought there was insects everywhere. She would have a torch and she would just be fucking burning the floor, just like, literally, she would sit in a little circle and all around her was like all just burn marks.
She was fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
This is the shit that like uppers do to you, right? Yeah.
One time, you just reminded me of something. One time, I was probably like 23 or something, but like I got out of prison. I was dating this girl and her friend was over and like her friend would go a little bit deep, but I wasn't really hip to it yet, right? But I'd stepped on like a splinter or something. I'm like, fuck, there's a splinter in my foot. Can you get it out, right?
Oh, Jesus.
I have my foot up, and she gets it. Dude, it must have been like an hour
and a half.
Whips
down a magnifying like things and sit over
and dude,
eyes.
She's like, and I'm like, God damn, dude. And dude, forever. And I finally, there's like a fucking hole in the bottom of my foot.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And then you're high, so it's infected now.
Were you high, too? You were high, too.
Yeah, I was high, too. But I couldn't see it, you know, and she's like, no, I'm telling you, I almost got it. I'm like, what? Maybe it was a piece of glass. It was something.
Oh, my God.
But I was like, she was just digging in there.
I saw a meme recently that was like, I'm not going to tell anyone when I refill my Adderall prescription, but there will be signs. And it was a strawberry and a pair of tweezers, and every seed was picked off the strawberry.
Every what?
Every seed was picked off the strawberry, lying in a pile next to the naked strawberry.
No way.
Yeah.
I've been having a fucking a real thing, because I was put recently on Vyvanse, which is like the cousin to Adderall. And I started getting a little bit like, I don't know if I actually want to be on this anymore, because it's starting to feel a little too tweaky, you know? Because I started getting obsessive about it, and I was like,
for sure,
what am I going to do if I can't take my Vyvanse? And I'm like, whoa, I should not be thinking this way about...
Yeah, it's a highly addictive drug.
Highly addictive. Yeah, so totally. I like had to talk to my sponsor about it, and I was like, I don't know what to do. And she's like, set it aside. And ever since we had that conversation, it's like... been out of my mind.
Yeah.
But it was getting a little bit like I was like thinking about it.
Is it for ADHD?
It is.
Okay.
And I do have it severely. I had to go get tested a couple of months ago, and they're like, we don't know how you function. And I was like, me either.
I heard somebody with a ton of time at Yosemite a couple of weeks ago. Dude had like 20 years or something, and he was like, I haven't known what the fuck's wrong with me for years. I've had no idea how to deal with it, and I finally just got a diagnosis, and I'm so grateful. Like,
I was there for that.
Yeah.
The guy that was like, I have ADHD.
Yeah.
Yeah. I literally thought he was going to come out and say that he had AIDS, and then he was like, ADHD, and I was like, oh.
Everyone just throws some fucking Truvada at his ass and shit. Shit's like a cold now. Get off the stage. No, but it's fucking real. People just throw it around like it's, oh, I have ADHD, like, you know, because so many people play doctors for scripts. So many of us do that shit.
Right.
If you really need that shit, you know what I mean? And or something like it.
Right.
You know?
And I've been having to think about it a lot, my relationship to it, because it's a tricky one.
My opinion on that is, you know, look, sponsors are amazing, but doctors are the fucking truth.
Yeah.
You can't fucking, like, you know, I've been in the rooms for like 25 years on and off, and like I heard stories of, you don't need to be taking that shit, and next thing you know, dude throws himself off a fucking seven-story parking garage.
Yeah.
You know, because he like doesn't want to let his sponsor down, but doesn't want to can't function without the meds.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like, you know,
my psychiatrist, he's an addiction specialist, so we talk a lot about it.
See, you're in good hands.
He was like, do you want Adderall or Vyvanse? I was like, I don't fucking want Adderall, because I know like that shit is too much for me.
Yeah.
It's too weirdly addictive. It's too, and Vyvanse is like not so
honestly
bad,
you know what, it's like, if methamphetamine wasn't your drug of choice, it's not the same fucking ballpark. Like I was saying a minute ago, was, you know, clean all that time. And then he manipulated a doctor into fucking giving him Vyvanse. And then that whole thing, he ended up, I'm Allah on my way to the promised land.
Really?
Fucking, you know, because he went and got dope shortly thereafter. Yeah. But like, you know, that was a bit of an overstatement a moment ago where I was like, oh, that's a highly addictive drug. I just know it is.
It's a controlled substance. Yeah.
It's an amphetamine cousin, but
yeah.
She is a cousin.
Yeah. She is. But it's
like a distant cousin. Yeah.
I know. My doctor was like, it's like the Rolls Royce of stimulants. And I was like, yeah, he's like, it does. He's like, because it's not as addictive. It doesn't like release in your body like Adderall does. You know how you take Adderall and it's just like, bleh.
You're like, great, I'll be at Spago having lunch, have the pharmacy deliver the prescription to me there.
Well, exactly.
But, you know, here's the thing. It's all about intention with us, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Beautifully like, said.
That's, but it is for all of us. Like, it's about intention. Like, you know what I mean? If
that's what I had to reevaluate.
Because, like, you know, there's a group over on the West Side where they're like, no, you can't be on fucking Medicare. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
You're not a doctor.
Yeah. Think about some of the bad fucking junkies that we're friends with that are just struggling. The Suboxone is like, save them for a time from being out there in a fucking tent smoking fentanyl. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's not up to, as long as you're not self-prescribing.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, a fucking antidepressants had like saved my life. Lexapro. I'm on like a very low dosage of it now.
My brother too. Yeah.
But the difference it does make. I mean,
you know what's weird? When I was on Lexapro, I mean, like over 20. I was on it for a few. Well, I was on Celexa, and then you know how it is with the drug companies. If you think you like Celexa, this is Lexapro. You know what I mean? I'm like, ooh.
They hit you. They hit you in your DMs on the gram.
Yeah. No, but they switched me. The doctor goes, I'm going to switch you to this. I'm like, all right. And it felt the same, but it helped. Because I would do that all the time. Like, I had, like, nerve.
Yeah.
I still do it sometimes. But it really cured that. So I went off of it for a while. And then, like, I don't know when the fuck that was. A year and a half ago or something. Remember I was on that Boost Bar I told you?
Yeah. I fuck with Boost Bar. Yeah.
Boost Bar helped me a lot. And then it didn't help. I didn't know. I guess I was on a very small dose.
You were
on
too low. We're really fucking going down the mess. Yeah.
I think the point being is for people like us is, like, it's about intention. Like, if the doctor...
Totally.
If you take a fucking test and they say you have ADHD, then you should...
Rigorous test. 6 hours.
God damn.
It's a fucking 6 hours. Because it's a controlled substance. They want to make sure that you're not,
that
you know...
That must be a motherfucker if you got ADHD.
Oh, I failed.
Hey, like, look at me. I'm a P2 junkie. Spun to the hubs like a research monkey. She's all running off to 25 and a half. 35 and a half.
Dude.
The doctor was... afterwards, she was like, wow, that you really... That was bad. And I was like, I know. I fucking have had it forever. But it, you know, she was like, I don't know how you even took these tests. Like, you couldn't sit still.
You're like, bitch, me neither. God damn.
I know.
It's so shit.
But yeah, it's also not that fun. I don't know. It's a weird, I have a weird relationship with the medication right now. I'm like, it's not that fun. But then I'm also like in this headspace where I'm like, do I need it? I should probably have it. And
yeah,
it's like,
for sure. I mean, it's just that crazy. I think Keith said it best with the intention stuff.
Right.
You know, it even says in the literature about, you know, seeking outside help and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's that shit.
We ain't fucking doctor. Hey, I'll tell you what. I ain't a doctor.
Yeah,
I did sell Boost Bars as Xanax to people that weren't too bright.
So
you
you're kind of a doctor.
Yeah, I'm kind of a doctor.
You're doing the cereal thing.
Yeah, he said, I'm not a doctor, but I play one on the streets of Hollywood.
And my old boss's daughter actually did call me Dr. Daniel. So,
shout out. Yeah. Kind of a doctor.
Shout out Princess Banana. That's what she called herself.
Princess Banana.
Yeah. Wow.
And that's where it counts. It does count when it's coming.
Princess
through.
Banana called
Air Marshal Reno. So.
Yeah.
Air Marshal.
Is your real name Reno?
No, it's
Gennaro.
It's short for a long Italian name.
What's the long Italian name?
Gennaro. But when you're little in Italy,
keep it Reno.
They called me Gennarino, and then they called me Reno.
Gennarino.
Yeah. Oh, the Italians nicknamed you that?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Anytime you meet an Italian, this name is like Gino or Nino or Tino or Lino, sure. Which is not a lot in L.A.
Lino,
New York,
Tino,
back Lino. East, there's a gang of those. It's because they have a long biblical Catholic fucking name, but Eno at the end means little.
Yeah.
Because their grandfather or dad is usually big, you know. So my grandfather was Gennaro and I was Gennarino. And then they just call me Reno.
That's my favorite.
Remember? I am learning so much on this podcast. I know. So now I know the Soviet Union.
Remember Italian culture.
That was one of the best parts of Goodfellas when he's at the wedding. Peter. Then there's another Peter. Then there's a Mary.
Peter, Paul, and Peter, Paul, and Rose. They're all Petey, Pauly, and his sister Rose.
Yeah.
It was over and over again.
Dude, that movie is a fucking masterpiece.
No, because here's the thing. If I've learned one thing about men in this entire world, it's that you guys love talking about Goodfellas. And you guys, every man talks about Goodfellas.
Straight the fuck
and
up.
And Scarface. And that's I'm on the road. When I go on the road with the guys that I travel with, they're always talking about those two movies, Scarface and Goodfellas.
Really?
Any set of guys that are close will be quoting Goodfellas.
Always.
Like, no, I thought you said I'm all right, Spider. No, you're not all right, Spider. You know what I mean? Like the lines back and forth and shit. I was at a dinner the other night with my wife's. My wife got this incredible new job, and this recruiter that you know got her, and we landed the role. So we had this like celebratory dinner with her, my wife, and me, and then him and his business partner. And he was a little more refined and from the Palisades, and you know what I mean, like a little more conservative. And we started talking, and I was like, yeah, I'm like a cinephile. I love movies. You know, I think he said he worked in film. His wife worked in film. And then he's like, oh, what's your favorite movie? And I started kind of trying to like think of something that like, because I really am a cinephile. I'm thinking of movies that I thought he would be like
impressed. You could impress him.
Do you know what I mean? Yes, yeah. Like, and I think I was like Michael Clayton. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, oh, that's an amazing movie. He's like, what about Goodfellas? Fuck, I would have said that first.
See, it's every man thinks about Goodfellas.
It's probably the best fucking movie ever made.
It's hard to say it's not.
Yeah.
It's that or The Big Lebowski.
That's a great movie.
Big Lebowski is a great fucking
movie. It is a great movie. I've never seen The Goodfellas, but when I do.
Oh, you should watch it. You would love it. I'm not kidding you.
I got to watch it.
It's really funny for a mob movie. It's,
yeah.
It is.
I mean, it's so culturally relevant.
And then you can catch on A&E or anything the Henry Hill, that's the main character. His real life story is on all those mob shows and mob documentaries on cable. Like, you'll catch his.
He was
real
an Impact right after me.
That's so crazy.
Henry Hill.
So crazy.
Hey, wow.
He was
an Impact. Wait. But have you guys seen Paddington 2?
Is that
I didn't see the first one.
Because I've heard that it's great.
I haven't seen the first one, but I've seen the second one, and that motherfucker goes hard.
Wait. It's about a bear,
it's
right?
It's about a bear that only eats marmalade.
Is that the one with Hugh Grant, where Hugh Grant tries to frame the bear?
No.
Or is that Paddington 1?
Maybe that's Paddington 1.
Dude, the only
motherfucker
we should be talking about, which I've been meaning to text you, is Cocaine Bear.
I keep seeing ads for it. What is it?
Yeah.
Apparently it's based on true events.
Ray Liotta's last film.
It's a movie?
Yeah. But apparently like some cocaine's in the woods and some bear does it or something. I don't know. I just watched a trailer.
It's like a bear actually does cocaine.
It's based on a true story, but they obviously like Blumhouse the fuck out of it and like amplify
it. I believe it was like somebody that was trafficking cocaine. The plane either went down or something. Something happened, you know, or maybe they tried to like jam them up so they had to ditch it. And a bear got into the cocaine.
Shut the fuck up.
Yes.
So it's
and the
really
bear
based
goes
on
crazy.
How did
yeah.
they find this bear?
Yeah, it says straight up the cocaine bear, also known as Pablo Escobar, was a 175-pound American black bear that overdosed on cocaine in 1985. The cocaine had been dropped by drug smugglers in the wilderness in Tennessee. Yeah, well, that's how that dude. That's how that dude. There was another
dude. He overdosed?
Named, yeah, I guess
the
so.
Bear did?
How much was he doing? Like, did he get addicted to the coke and kept going back?
I didn't want to, like, you know, go on too long, but...
Have you seen the trailer?
Yeah.
Oh, the trailer goes hard. Yeah. Comes out on the 24th.
Oh, they
it's
just
not
saying,
out yet.
No, it's not out yet.
They taxidermied, they stuffed him and mounted him, and he's on display in Lexington,
they stuffed him
Kentucky.
With fucking
cocaine. Why is he in Kentucky? Yeah.
That is
wild. I gotta see this. I kept seeing ads, and it was pissing me off because I was like, what the fuck is this stupid thing?
Yeah,
why is this bear? Yeah. Advertising pissed me off. Mm.
Gabby, have you ever seen a ghost?
I love that question, and no, I wish.
He ate 75 pounds of cocaine.
That's so many pounds. I mean, that's so many pounds.
The chief medical examiner from the Georgia State Crime Lab stated that his stomach was literally packed to the brim with cocaine.
Stop.
Oh, my God.
I wonder
God.
What they did with the cocaine after they cut that bear open.
Yeah, right?
It's still in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is fucking... Waylon Jennings bought the fucking bear.
No way.
I swear to God.
That's an insane story.
Waylon Jennings is famous fucking partier.
Yeah. Wow.
Did you ever see those Tales from the Tour Bus?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That Mike Judge did.
Yeah, yeah.
The dude that did Beavis and Butthead, the animator, Mike Judge. You know, he has like his like animation is kind of very like crude, if you will, like kind of like not well done. He did this series on Showtime called Tales from the Tour Bus, and it was all country western stars, and it was all animated, and it was all told like, who did he do? He did Jerry Lee Lewis, he did Waylon Jennings, he did.
Did you do George Clinton?
No, he did George Jones.
George Jones,
and
who was
Tammy Wynette
out of control?
Yeah, that series that he just had on Showtime too. That Michael Shannon played him, and Jessica Chastain played Tammy Wynette. Yeah, there that was a wild ass period too. Anyway, that series, if you ever get a chance to catch it,
the country stars are on another level.
They were under no fucking scrutiny from Hollywood. They just fucking drank and fucking partied and fought and fucked and like. They were off the fucking rails, and they were making big money, too.
George Jones, like, I mean, everybody, like, there's a book called Country Confidential that you should all read. It's all those kind of stories, but it, like, and it was quotes, people talking about George Jones, and they were like, they asked Johnny Cash, like, he was, like, the biggest star. He's like, what do you think the ideal sound is for modern country? And he goes, well, we're all trying to sound like George Jones.
That's wild.
You know, like.
He had, 300 hits. Like, so many fucking hits.
He would get. She would like hide the car keys. That fool rode a riding mower into town to go to the bar.
Wow! Yeah.
He's with the business.
And then when he started doing blow, and he got like psychosis. He started talking to himself in a Donald Duck voice. So like he would be like, "Hey, what do you got? We got to get some beer."
No way!
Like in front of like his entourage and everybody. So he'd be like, and at one point when he quit blow, he like said, "Pull the fucking bus over," and he like went to the door and was like wrestling with the duck in his mind, like.
He's addicted to the
and
duck.
And then he fucking like opened the door of the fucking bus and pretended to kick the duck out of the bus and like supposedly quit cocaine from that day forward.
Wow.
And that was his like actual like you're done.
Yeah.
The cocaine duck.
But that series with Michael Shannon and Jessica Chastain.
That is a wild story.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. It's on Showtime right now and it's pretty, they got a pretty heavy love story. You know, she did Stand By Your Man, that song.
Yeah.
That country song. Yeah.
Wait, why did you ask about the ghost?
Yeah.
Oh, we always ask everybody that.
Oh, really?
It's the PCP and the ghost.
The ghost.
Those are two go-to, yeah.
No, I've never had a paranormal experience, and it annoys me, but I'm also so scared of it, but I kind of want it to happen, because I like being scared.
I've never
but
seen
I also
a ghost
hate
or
it.
A UFO myself.
No, you heard about that thing that was just shot down, though, the other day, right? Yeah. Not the Chinese balloon.
Three of them. They shot another one down today.
Really?
What?
They shot the balloon
some
down.
And it wasn't a balloon. They shot something else down, like, I guess today, the other day, too?
Yeah, like a cylinder.
Yeah.
A cylinder. Like,
nobody knows what they're trying to figure out what it is.
Yeah.
Could it have been Cool Keith and the Ultramagnetic MCs?
I've seen some shit maybe about a month and a half, 2 months ago. It was Camille, myself, and Danny Metz. We all went to Cafe Figaro and had French onion soup. Delicious.
So good.
You know, yeah.
So good.
And we were driving west down Franklin, and it looked like a firework, but it was like it flew from the sky down.
No.
Like it wasn't like from the, you know, from the ground to the sky. And then
not
it went
Katy
to
Katy Perry style from the ground.
No.
Okay.
It flew down and then it separated. And I was like, did you guys see that? And they were like, no. And I was come on. I was like, they were like, oh no, we didn't see it. And I was like, I'm going to keep. And the crazy thing is like, it went down and then like the little, like it almost, fuck, I don't even know how to, like there was like little, like it kind of kept going for a while. Like it wasn't just like a quick, like
it broke off from the
it
center.
It broke off. Yes. And then it just kind of kept going, and I could see it, you know. And then I was like, "Look, like," and I could still see the little thing. So I was like, "I'm gonna drive towards it," because I didn't know.
And
it
was recently.
Fucking, this was recently, right?
That could have to do with these other things that are going.
This
on.
This is like a month. So then I'm like, I know. And they were like, "Yeah, it was a fire," and I was like, "No, like I was tripping," you know. 3 days later, Danny Metz is like, "Dude, is this what you saw?" And it was like from somewhere other, you know. And it's literally like in the fucking sky. I mean, I can't. I'll find the video and I'll send it to you guys. It's fucking banana. I've never.
It sounds like what you're describing is that thing that the military shoots that attracts like missiles. Like it's like a spark, and then it scatters, and it's supposed to attract like heat-seeking missiles.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Maybe they're firing that shit up in the sky because there's more.
You guys,
of these
what's
things
going
than
on?
We,
what is really
I don't
going
know,
on?
Man.
What is going? I've been so afraid recently. I'm like, are we? something, are we going to all die? Like, something happening?
I mean, my brother's high up in the military, and he always tells me there's nobody that can fucking touch us. There's
really?
Oh, yeah, we're light years ahead of everyone.
He's like, Russia, China, nobody. Like, it would be a matter of days.
Really?
That we would just be like... like
no, we okay, always have secret shit. Like, that's the thing with Pearl Harbor, like, the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, and then, like, the price that they paid for that, like... When you cross America on that level, like you're really in fucking trouble.
Yeah.
Like there's all, like, because that's, they dropped the H bomb and annihilated fucking Japan. I mean, literally in 2 seconds, they were conquered.
Yeah.
One attack.
Two bombs.
Two bombs. Because
I don't know anything. And then I like hear these things and I'm just like, oh my God, what's going on?
Totally.
I get all freaked out.
I love that voice you guys do on the pod. Anytime they're like talking about something, there's like the Bart Simpson voice or whatever.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's.
I'm just like laugh super hard and crazy.
Okay. But what about is the world in danger?
No,
that's what I'm saying.
I think fucking, I mean, look. If
are they coming for us?
If it's UFO type stuff, I have no fucking clue. I was following Jeremy Corbell for a minute, who DJ's friends with, who was friends with that, like, dude who worked at, like, that lab in the desert and, like, saw the spacecraft. And he's like, they're out there. It's true. Like,
it's 100% true.
I don't know enough about that to comment on that. But what
they
I
just
do
declassified
know,
a bunch of UFO documents.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Remember that documentary about Bob Lazar that came out?
Yes, that's the guy that he's friends with is Bob Lazar.
Camille's seen a UFO, right? Or no?
I don't know.
Because remember her and Eric Baxter, Jeff Jones, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, Shags, they would all go do that contact in the desert. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, they went.
I don't know if they saw it out there, but that's why they went in order to see it.
What did you take away from that Bob Lazar talk?
You know what? I really don't even remember.
It was
but
crazy,
I remember
though, huh?
I remember talking about reverse
engineering.
ADHD
kicked in.
I was wasted when I watched it. But I do remember him talking about reverse engineering those fucking spaceships.
Yes.
And then something about like cell phone, like he like left a cell phone in the forest because he didn't want them to track him, but they still somehow did. I don't fucking
That's
know.
Wild.
But
it was just wild, period.
It was wild.
Yeah,
and wasn't
totally.
He like, oh, I'm afraid, like, I'm really risking my life for talking about this stuff?
For sure. For sure. No, they like, they completely wiped him. He like went to some prestigious university. They had him removed from the roles there, like completely tried
wild.
To discredit him. They're like, oh, yeah, he never worked for this company. They're like, he's like, dude, I worked for this company for 8 years. Like, I was a specialist, a tech on these special projects. Like, here's my fucking business card from back then. And they're just like, oh, he never worked here. You
Is
know,
he still alive? Like, I haven't heard.
He, I think, passed. Not that
really?
Long ago. Yeah.
R.I.P.
Well, R.I.P. Yeah. R.I.P. to the big
Things
homie.
Are. Yeah.
For Ooh, real.
The reverse engineering king. That shit is crazy.
Wait, so. Dave sent me something a while ago. So it's actually... Oh, no. What am I doing here? The Chancellor of Germany is actually Olaf Scholz.
Oh, Scholz. Okay.
Now that's a German name.
Yeah.
Olaf?
That is not... female, I believe.
Not to
I mean, I don't know.
But you know, in this day and age,
you never know. Sorry, Olaf.
Yeah,
my
sorry.
Bad.
Yeah. We don't know your pronouns, Olaf, but we're assuming you are male identifying. That is a fucking name. Imagine having a baby and being like, man, it's Olaf.
Yeah. I'm gonna name that motherfucker Olaf.
Yeah,
you know, Hey, little Olaf.
This is Olaf. I think about that in the fucking and Newt Gingrich. What a name.
Newt.
They really had that, and they said Newt.
Yeah.
Tell us about your podcast.
What about my podcast? It's podcast is we fucking have people email us in different topics every week, anonymous stories.
Who comes up with the topics?
It's a group effort. I think I come up with a lot of them, but it's we all kind of like decide collectively.
Really, they're fucking great.
You need to be around Gabby and Harper at the same time is pretty fucking incredible.
We do have a wild dynamic.
Awesome. It's incredible. I mean, I haven't been on the podcast, but like I've been in their house and I was like, fucking, this is like the energy in that.
It's energy. There's there's
but
big
it's great.
Energy.
It's funnier than shit.
Yeah.
He told me you guys all live together. I was like,
yeah,
no
me, Kate and Harper all live together.
That's so
rad. Yeah. It's fun.
That's so rad.
It's fun. It's a high energy household.
So the podcast is called Tea Time with Gabby Lamb.
And Harper Rose Drummond. Harper Rose Drummond.
Come down off the veranda, Harper.
Harper. We have people email us in stories weekly about different topics. We talk about them. We get some really wild shit.
Yeah. topics really such as Off Limits, which is the limits. One.
This week we're doing shame, things that you feel, you know, ashamed about.
Oh my God, that's going
to
be great.
I hope we waited a little long to put out the prompt. We're recording Tuesday. Tomorrow is literally Monday, so we'll see. We'll see how many emails we get. But shame, you know, we're doing
awkward hookups was a good one.
Awkward hookups
sure.
was fun. Sex ones are always fun because people love talking about, you know.
What's your most awkward hookup?
Everyone gets all silent.
We all start crying. Fucking.
I love it.
I mean, okay, so I actually just talked about this on my podcast. One of the worst ones I ever had was I was hooking up with this guy and he started like crying like a baby. Like he was making little baby noises.
Oh,
like,
I heard you tell that story.
That was pretty horrific.
While you were having sex? Like,
so we never had sex because of that. Because he was like licking my tits and he starts going, and I was like, oh no. Oh no. No, 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 no. And that was.
When she's telling stories like that, then Harper's in the background like, no, 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 no.
Not horrible.
It's so fucking hilarious the way it rolls.
That was a really bad one.
I'm going to listen to awkward hookups in the morning.
Their energy is so great.
That was a bad one. That was really, it was really embarrassing. I couldn't talk about it for a long time because I was just like, I can't believe that happened. It was just.
Wasn't he someone from your improv class too?
No, he was a stand-up.
Oh shit!
Don't degrade me like that.
Oh, that was your friend.
That was the janitor.
Harper,
from
Harper, yeah. Harper's ex-boyfriend was from improv.
For the record, yeah, Gabby doesn't do improv.
Thank
class.
You so much.
And
for
wait,
what was
Harper's hookup with that dude?
She dated a guy that she met in improv, which is far worse than anything I've ever done. So
Hometown Scandals was a pretty fucking good
that
episode.
One was wild. Cults was really good too.
I didn't listen to Cults.
We had some really good one on Cults.
I gotta listen to Cults.
Hometown
sure.
Scandals was good. There were some dark. There was a really bad one in Oceanside where a little kid was. He just like went to the bathroom at the Harbor and somebody walked in there and slit his fucking throat.
Oh no way!
Yes, a little boy.
Oh my God!
I know. And his like mom was standing outside waiting for him. And somebody, some fucking psychopath, just went in there, slit his throat, walked out.
Oh my God!
I got a hometown scandal for you.
Okay.
Kiev, Ukraine. All right.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Late 80s, maybe early 90s. Yeah, that's it. That's a scandal. Yeah, there we go. We're done.
The war.
Yeah, my parents know this couple. I don't know if it's a scandal, really, but whatever. All right, my parents know this couple, and they would have these little dinner parties, and they would be inviting people over and all the time, and they'd want to go. And then I was born, and they were like, you know, and they would always kind of leave me. Like, they didn't, you know, like, they would just throw me in a room and be like, here, just chill, you know? Like, you'll be fine, you know? And like, everybody smoked cigs in their houses. My mom smoked through her entire pregnancy with me, like,
love
drinking.
That.
And like, it did
that.
Me.
That
was like, chill. Corona. I drank. I had my first drink when I was 5, you know? They just leave me and leave. And, they were going to go over to this dinner party one night with these peoples that were like, they were like the cool, like artsy, like, you know, motherfuckers wanted to hang out with them, you know, they were just like a cool couple.
Yeah.
And I got really sick, like some kind of like food poisoning or something, you know, I probably ate some gefilte fish or some borscht that was bad, you know, good old borscht. And I'm fucking probably shitting and throwing up. I don't really remember exactly what happened to me, you know, but they didn't make it to the dinner party that night.
Okay.
And the next day, these people get arrested because what they would do is they would invite couples over, would, I forgot what exactly they did, like sedated them somehow and cut them up, and they were cannibals.
No way.
Yes.
Fucking way.
Shut the fuck up. And your parents were supposed to go.
My parents were supposed to go, and I saved them.
And you saved them.
I saved their lives.
Because you were shitting and throwing.
Yes, sure.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
That is the most Russian shit I've ever heard. That's so Russian.
Ukrainian.
Because I fucking did. That's so. I've seen shit. Like, I remember reading shit, like these, like, Craigslist stories about, like, people in Russia who were, like, putting out Craigslist stories being like, I want to eat somebody. And, like, we're fucking.
There it is. People like,
what did you think of that accent?
Yeah, that was great. You nailed it. Yeah. Yeah. All your LACC theater experience just.
Yeah. You are a good actor.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Thank you so much. Fuck you, Dr. Al Rossi, worst professor. That is crazy. Yeah. That is fucking crazy.
My mom.
Do you think they would have gotten murked if they had gone?
For sure, 1,000,000%.
God damn.
Yeah. Because it was like,
were they the only couple that were invited over that night?
I don't know. I don't remember exactly. Yeah. But I think it was like they would just invite like couple, and they found there was like a bunch. Like it was like, you know, it was like a big thing.
Fuck.
Yeah. I looked and found the article somewhere, and I was like, "Mom, is this?" And she was like, "Don't ever fucking show me that."
Yeah,
no,
she was like, "No, right?" Do not, yeah.
How long after that happened did they get? Like,
it was
found
like
out?
Almost immediate. It was like within like a few weeks after that that they had that they were busted. Maybe like very
how
very
long,
shortly.
Well,
after.
How long was their run?
I don't know. It seemed like a good like it was like at least a few couples had gotten fucking murked. Yeah.
Ooh, they were drugging them, fucking cutting. That's very
Dahmer. Drugging them, cutting them up. Yeah, very Dahmer. And then like free, like they had a freezer full of like fucking a freezer full of them. But they were also like their whole thing was they were can't like. And then were they feeding the other couples? The other couple? I don't know.
Oh, did they have kids? Like, was it a whole?
I don't know.
My friend Nick Sedaris, I grew up with in Covina. Like, when he was he moved here when he was like 10, like 1980. But he's from Chicago, right? And he was when he was a kid. He was like walking along the street somewhere, and a dude tried to pick him, like get him to come in the car to get him a ride.
Classic.
And it was fucking John Wayne Gacy.
No way.
Fucking way. Yeah.
No dude. Way. My friend Brittany, she's a stand up, and she has a joke about this, but it's a real story. Her dad, he's from Wisconsin, and like years, decades ago, he was in a bar in Wisconsin drinking, and this guy came up to him, tried to hit on him, and her dad fucking socked him out. Was like, "Don't fucking, I'm not gay," you know. Fought him, and a couple of weeks later, his friend called him. Was like, "Dude, that guy you fought in the bar is on TV, and it was Jeffrey Dahmer."
No
shit.
Isn't that crazy? Whoa. I know.
That's heavy.
Fucking kicked his ass because he's not gay.
That's 70. There's something about that 70s shit with those serial killers. Oh, like, yeah. Well, Dahmer was later, obviously, but.
No, but in California, I mean, they were like, this is the home of the fucking serial killer. Make no mistake.
Yeah.
Because these freaks come from other places, but like.
The Hillside Stranglers. I watched that on Netflix recently.
The Hillside Strangler and the Freeway Strangler. I don't know if you remember. We were little. You and I were young.
Yeah.
Them motherfuckers were throwing bodies along the 2 freeway, right?
Yeah, all up and down the 2.
Right, but it was 2 separate. There was one, and then there was the 2 that were cousins that were doing it.
Yeah.
They were calling them the Freeway Stranglers, or the Hillside, one of the 2.
Hillside Stranglers.
But it turned out there was 2 people doing it.
Yeah,
a
I
dude
didn't know
killing motherfucker. Yeah.
I didn't know there was a second party. I just knew the cousins.
The cousins had an auto shop right there on Colorado Boulevard
in
Glendale. Right. Those 2 were killing people. I don't know which one was first, but... simultaneously, because everything was like in the basically along the 2.
Dude, they were like La they Crescenta, picked up like Dodger 2 girls Stadium. From like the Eagle Rock Plaza where the Target is.
Yeah,
they picked up another nurse off Los Feliz in the 5.
Yeah,
like it was gnarly. You're like, but dude, all that shit happened right here. They dropped a body in La Crescenta, and that's where I
yeah.
live.
I can't remember which one came first, but on the news they were talking about like whatever the Freeway Strangler, and then finally I think they caught him, and it kept happening. They're like, oh fuck, the Hillside Stranglers. So it was right. 2, but everything was taking place basically between the 2 and the 5.
So gnarly.
Yeah.
So I always think about if there's like actively, if there is like some active, insane serial killer.
There's
shit.
Always one active here.
Like, when's the next one going to come out?
There's one right now doing it. They think there's one in Joshua Tree.
Seriously?
What's happened?
The last few
what's
years,
going on?
People are fucking disappearing.
Stop.
Jesus.
Really?
Have you watched Murder Mountain on Netflix? You have,
yeah,
right?
The weed one.
Oh,
yeah.
I know. We have a friend that was going to come on last time he was in town. We're going to bring him on that's like... that's from that. That's from
Humble County.
Mendocino County.
Okay.
You know? But he knows
the Emerald Triangle.
Yeah, oh yeah,
it's
he's there.
Mendocino,
no, but he's like,
Humboldt.
Oh yeah, he's in that.
Gabby,
world.
You got to watch this. It will blow you.
What's it
you
called?
The fuck. Murder Mountain.
Murder Mountain. Is it like a docuseries?
Yeah, but it's mind
it's like
blowing.
A
on Netflix.
A 4-parter. Yeah. Netflix.
Oh my god.
Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah.
About ganja farmers.
No.
And
no.
It doesn't matter because they're really tweakers growing weed, but motherfuckers go missing for years. It's been happening. Not like a serial killer, just people. People are killing motherfuckers.
Yeah, because they're all up on this renegade mountain fucking growing weed and just like running their own program up there. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, and the dudes that will make all the craziest fucking stuff, you know, up there in Laytonville's the big tweaky one, you know, where I think there was some of those dudes were from. But I remember like going up there and they would like the dudes that would make the craziest stuff were just like tweakers, you know, and they're up there growing and they're making fucking concentrates and whatever. And these dudes, like, they would go up there to like all these trimmers and stuff. They go up and they'll, you know, I think they touched on it.
They call them trimmigrants.
Yeah.
Not trimmigrants.
Trimmigrants, bro. Yeah. And
it's like super hard to trim that much weed, huh?
It sucks. You fucking start trimming weed, you don't realize how. I went up there the first time. I was like, I'm gonna trim and make all this money, and they tell you $200 a pound. I was like, I'll trim 20 pounds in a fucking day, you know? Fuck that. I was sitting there, and my homie came up to me, and he said, hey, he was like, hey, bro, less talk, more trim. I looked at him. I was like, I'll stab you with these fucking trimming shears, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking come back talking to me like that. And he was like, damn. He's like, hey, he's like, I'm going to pay you the same amount that I pay. I'll pay you the same price that I would be paying you to trim. But I just want you to, like, threaten all these kids that I get, you know? And they would, like, basically, he would put up Craigslist ads where he was like, need people to do haircuts. And that was, like, their whole thing was, like, haircuts. And these kids would, like, respond to it, you know? And he would go and, like, would blindfold them, throw them back in the back of his truck and drive around for
what
a while
the
so
hell?
They wouldn't know where they were.
Yeah, because otherwise they'll send people back to rob
no
the
cell phones. Wow. Yeah, no, you know, like, literally pat them down, no fucking cell phone, smash their phone, leave it in the fucking motel, and would bring them up there, and they would trim. They'd eat, like, fucking, like, honey, those fucking things, the honey fucking...
Honey
like,
graham, graham crackers.
No, like, the fucking, the honey buns, you know? They would just eat honey buns and fucking ramen. That's all they
like
got.
Cafeteria food.
Exactly.
God damn.
And then,
honey buns.
It's probably cold as fuck up there.
Oh,
there's, like,
freezing.
A microwave outside on a workbench.
Yeah. But he was, you know, he would pay him out. But he would pay him out.
Hooked up to a car battery.
Totally.
Yeah, you're freezing at night, you know? But he would fucking take care of all of it. And then I would be the dude that I would just literally just hang out there and drink beers and smoke joints with him, and he'd be like, dude, take this, like, that kid's being slow, take this shotgun and go fucking tell him you'll fucking mark him if you know. And I'd come out there like fucking, what's up, homie? Hey, you know, like, and they're like, oh, sorry, I'm gonna trim, you know. Hey, homie, let's talk more trim.
Trim faster.
And that comment that landed on you so fucked up, you used it.
Oh,
like,
yeah, you got it, because you got me with it.
Hey,
right.
Let's talk more trim.
Danny's all wearing it. Danny's all wearing a shirt with the Slim Fast logo, but it says Trim Fast.
Like, so funny.
Like some shit you buy in Spencer's.
Yeah, that whole world was. I mean, it's crazy. Like, it's gotten a lot more mellower, but back then it was like all cash. You know, like, it was illegal.
Wild
like
West
it was,
type.
It was literally the Wild West.
I knew a dude from up there that would come down to the Valley. Like, he was originally from the Valley, but like some weird situation, like his fucking his mom died, and so his dad was like, I'm moving up to a long time ago. It moved up there, bought a big piece of land, two big grows. Him, his brother, and his dad were living up there, and they had these grows. Well, he was like the only unhinged, like, tweak addict of the bunch. But he also was like a bit of a hustler, and like, so they would send him down to LA in this fucking Escalade on rims with just fucking pounds and pounds of weed, you know? And so he'd pull up to the Valley and he'd start doing speed right away, you know? And he'd have a pistol and, you know, he's all high and running around and getting super crazy. But yeah, that dude was out of control. Last I heard, I think he was just totally out of control. He like punched a fucking, like, a park ranger up there. Like, he was trying to do some dirt and someone ran up on him, and so he ended up doing 5 years in prison.
That's the fucking cocaine bear, dude.
Seriously, that's come to life. Yeah, but he was always trying to, come up, man, come up. And I remember there was this super tweaked out Russian chick that was like, everyone was just super tired of hanging around. She's like, I'll go. Bye.
Have fun.
Yeah, we knew a dude up there that would any gun you had, it didn't matter where it came from, it didn't matter if there was a serial number,
bodies,
nothing.
Shit.
You got a pound per strap.
No shit.
Yeah, a pound. And
a
this
pound?
Is like a pound of
when
weed.
When it was like $4,000.
When this is like four, we would get, and this particular fucking ganja that this dude had, I'm doing the key thing, huh? With the mic, I'm going to, you know, I'm not talking directly into the mic.
I'm trying to let you all understand.
So it was like $4,800 a pound for this weed, and we would bring whatever up there to him, and he would fucking, you know, and it was like, and as many as he like, I don't know what the fuck this motherfucker was trying to do. Like, he wasn't building an army, but any gun you got him, pound. 10 guns, you know, and I didn't have a car. So our whole hustle back then was we would, I don't know if I've ever even mentioned this. So what we would do is we would go and we would get back to Craigslist. We would get on Craigslist and there was this thing called ride shares. I think it might still be on there.
Yeah.
Maybe,
so
but
sketch.
It's like, yeah.
That just sounds so fucking
so
sketchy.
So we would, you know, so you go on and you're like looking for a ride. Does somebody like drive into where, or like, you know, wherever, fucking Oregon, coming up to 5 if you want to split gas. And then you're like, word, I do want to split gas. But we would have five guns. Some of them maybe have bodies. Some of them might not. You know, whatever, that we're taking with us, driving in this random stranger's car.
With
to go up there
Kaylee,
to get,
who's going to University of Oregon. So if, right. Like, freshman year.
And this is right. Where it gets fucked up. My homie, who's I will not name, you know, because he would maybe come after me about this if I mention his name, would be like, okay, so if it's a girl, we got to, like, he would be like, all right, we're going to go by Rite Aid, you know? And he would get, like, some leggings or stockings and lipstick, and we'll put it in the bag with the fucking straps, and we'll put it in the trunk.
Oh, so it was
if
hers.
It got pulled over, yeah, I don't know. Like, that's not mine. I don't have lipstick, you know? Like, we never got pulled over, you know? But it was always like, yeah, it wasn't ours. Scandalous, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then even crazier, think about coming back with all the weed, because we're still fucking
ride share
or
that's
Greyhound.
Crazy.
All
yeah.
In the name
Greyhound.
Of weed trimming. Uh-huh. This yeah. Shit.
Mm-hmm. Greyhound's a bust.
Yeah,
I was in Tarzana with some dude that got fucked. He was like,
buses are nasty.
Yeah,
dude.
I heard that. I've never ridden on one.
I took one home from the joint.
Oh yeah, that's standard though, right?
I took one home from Pelican Bay. Wait. Yeah.
That's a long
which
ride.
Which is 2 miles south of Oregon. It's long. 27 hours
to
on a bus.
Back to L.A.?
Yeah.
27 hours.
On a Greyhound.
On a bus.
I might have just walked. Fuck.
Yeah, for real.
The weird thing about the Greyhound going through California is, especially coming from north going down, like you're picking up other convicts getting out of other prisons.
Is it?
Oh, so you're like, hey, man, what's up?
And everybody's got gate money. Everybody's got a straight shooter.
Oh, shit.
Not smoke. High. No, I'm sorry. But, like, you know,
booze,
the whiskey bottles.
The whiskey
yeah.
And shit. What? When have you ridden the Greyhound?
It's so funny. I from Fresno?
Ugh.
Yeah, from Fresno. Nightmare. I remember, was it the Greyhound? I don't know. But I got arrested at the Glendale Galleria for shoplifting, and I didn't have a way to get home. My friend left, so I was like, I gotta figure out how to get home. And then I had to take a bus, and I'm crying on the bus because I just got caught shoplifting, and that was a fucking that's my whole big bus story.
Right.
And then there was another time where I took a bus, and there was a woman. I remember she got onto the bus, who she'd clearly just gotten out of the hospital, and I believe she had her tongue removed because she had gangrene.
Oh, my God.
And there were these two homeless guys on the bus fighting over her. And she's sitting there tongueless, just like, ah. And these guys are like, oh, that's my fucking girl.
Oh, my God.
And I just say, yeah. And I was like, wow, no, I don't ever want to ride this again.
That was the hustle. You keep your hospital fucking band on because then you can ride for free.
Remember that I did. Yeah, I went to that Olympia Medical Center one time, and that's funny.
Buses are fucking.
All that.
I see a lot of fights on public transportation. A lot of fucking.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I remember
shit.
After being in Tarzana, I got out, and I had this friend, and we got this little place in Beverly Hills, and I went back to doing what I do in fashion, and I got a job downtown, and we were living in this little apartment in Beverly Hills. And until I got my license reinstated, I would take like the bus out Olympic to downtown to the showroom and back. And it wasn't so bad. Most people on that route were just like trying to go to work or trying to do this. But I know if you're grinding it through Hollywood and fucking mobbing through the valley on the Orange Line and shit, like people are wiling out for sure.
They fucking are. Having a DUI was the worst because you're forced to take public transportation.
Yeah, straight up.
Oh my God, I hate public transportation in LA. It's so bad. It's so rough.
The Red Line fucking train, people are all loaded. Or
yeah.
Dude, I one time stopped a fucking, I was on my way back. I was always in rehab taking public transportation, right? And you're like totally cool with it because you're like, I'm out. I'm like moving around, you know? Like,
I'm free.
I went to Riverside to go show up for a court case. And my mom lived in Corona. Yeah, like I had a warrant and shit. Like, I think they couldn't get support from me to like go on your own. But like, you know, they never let you do that at Cry Help. They're like, go on your own. But if you fuck this up, you're out. And, you know, the letter's null and void. You know, we're going to tell the court. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I took like the Orange Line to the Red Line to the fucking Union Station to the Metrolink to fucking Riverside, the walk to the courthouse. And my mom met me downtown. After court, everything went good. We got lunch and she took me to get some, you know, whenever you're in treatment, mom comes and blesses you with a trip to like CVS. So it's like razors and pomade and all this shit, you know, and I got all the snacks and shit.
Some Gatorade.
So I, all that, yeah. And it cry help you have your little locker for your snacks, you know what I mean? So I'm going back to fucking cry help from Riverside, that exact way I just described, Metrolink to Union Station to the Red Line to the fucking whatever, with these giant bags of stuff. And we're on the train, and this dude from like, I guess he, they started talking shit to each other, came out later, he was from like DC, this like gangster dude. And then these dudes from like Hoover were like on the train, and they were like beefing. And this one dude who like clearly had just gotten out, he like took his fucking shirt off. He had like a wife beater on. He's like fucking about to take off on this dude. And there's all these people. And it was two dudes, big buff dude, a little wiry like mouthpiece guy, and a woman, gangster crew from Hoover. And they were like kind of trying to get at this other dude. And it was like rush hour, and there's all these people. And this like, I mean, I'm just going to say it because he was like, you know, this gay dude was like, nobody wants to hear this shit, man, like in their face, you know? And like instantly the chick stepped up. She's like, mind your fucking business, homie. Like, he was like iPodded, like, you know, just coming from work from downtown back to Hollywood or something. So he quickly like crept back into the thing, and they started scrapping, and everybody kind of jumped up on their seats to get out of the way. And that's when big homie like took his shirt off, like I said. And he took something out of his pocket, and there was like a little Russian like grandmother and like these other people. And I just set the bags down, and I jumped up, and I go, hey, dude, whatever you're thinking about doing right now, don't do it, man. There's a lot of fucking people on here right now. I thought he had a knife. And I was just like, I don't know where I got the fucking nerve. But he just kind of backed up for a minute, and then the dude jumped off, and they were like, let's just get him out there, and he, like, got off the train. And then when I got to my stop, the little grandmother came up and gave me a kiss on the cheek as I was getting off the train.
Yeah. I mean, they get off the train. Everybody starts clapping for Reno.
With his snacks.
I was just like, cool. Like, yeah, man, whatever you think about doing right now, just fucking
de-escalated.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
We didn't know you
I'm
were
a diplomat.
You're a superhero. You're a, diplomat. You're a fucking superhero.
And you got a kiss in the end.
Yeah.
I mean, it was very sweet. Wow. Very sweet. Oh. That shit goes a long way when you're in rehab with about 12 days clean.
Oh yeah,
just coming from getting your court case scrubbed. You're
they
like,
don't, hey, they don't call
life
him
to live.
They don't call him Bad Boy Riri for nothing.
No? Bad boys, bad boys,
Bad Boy Riri,
Bad Boy Riri.
Wow.
I was like, that's what she should get on Instagram. It was taken, right?
I didn't try.
You did?
I didn't try.
Bad Boy Riri.
Well, because I'm a little bit shook about promoting the podcast because I work for a big company, and like,
oh, that makes sense. Okay.
I love the pod, I love my peoples, and like,
but
you know
podcasts can get in trouble.
I just, you know, like, I mean, yeah. So they're like, you should start an Instagram to kind of like promote the pod a little bit.
Bad Boy
Reno. Reno squats the piss is what he's getting at.
Nah, you know what? Look,
hey, we love you, Reno.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love my job.
I love my company. I love the people I work with. I wouldn't want anybody to be offended. You know what I mean?
And, you know, I respect that. I've come to terms with the fact that I will always lose jobs over what I do. And that's why I have to make it my full job is podcasting.
So basically you're saying just grow some balls is what
I should
do.
So basically, fuck you. You're a pussy.
All this, fuck what you're about.
Yeah, basically you're a fucking pussy. Yeah. And that's that.
Oh, man.
Playing when are your next shows?
I have no upcoming shows. I won't know. I'm on the road right now with Felipe Esparza. So usually whatever his dates are, I'm with him. I had to start a new Instagram account. So if you want to follow me there.
Yeah, what's the new one?
Gabby Lammy 69.
Yeah, it just came out. I just typed in Gabby and it came out.
That's my new account.
Damn.
It's Gabby.
69. And that's a new account. You can find me there. Everything I post gets, all of my accounts are getting deleted. It happens when you're too real.
Yes, that keeps it real.
That's
that
right.
Keeps it real.
Thank you so much for coming, Gabby.
You guys, this was a blast.
Thank you.
Can't wait for the live show, even though it already happened.
Thank you for coming back on the show.
Yeah. Follow what a treat.
And follow her podcast, Tea Time with Gabby.
Yeah,
Tea Time is a good start there.
It's fucking epic.
Yeah.
Thank you.